Welcome back to the Deep Dive. I'm your host, and today we are tackling a document that honestly feels a bit less like a government report and more like, well, like a sci-fi warning shot.
Yeah, it really is a heavy read. Oh, and I'm your resident expert for today. The report we're looking at is called The Architecture of Influence.
Right. And it tracks the whole evolution of state propaganda from 2006 all the way to a projected 2046.
And the headline here isn't just that propaganda is getting better or more sneaky. It's that the entire operating model has shifted. We used to look at propaganda as this crude, top-down thing.
Like posters on a wall or loud radio broadcasts.
Exactly. But the report argues we've moved into this era of cognitive management.
That phrase right there, cognitive management, that stood out to me immediately because it implies they aren't just trying to, you know, sell us a policy anymore.
No, they are trying to curate the actual reality you live in to align with national goals. The report actually calls it the primary theater of geopolitical competition.
Which makes our mission for this deep dive pretty clear. We need to figure out how information is being used to align behavior and what that actually means for your daily reality as a listener.
Right. And what makes this report so tricky to wrestle with is that it doesn't just paint all of this as a villainous act. It actually lists some pretty surprising pros.
Yeah, the double-edged sword of it all. I caught that it lists social cohesion as a major benefit.
It does. It makes the argument that in a crisis, you actually need this soft power to mobilize people.
It's sort of the glue that holds a complex society together so you can actually pass necessary reforms.
Which is true. I mean, but that stability comes with a massive price tag. The report identifies the fragmentation of reality as the main societal cost.
Because when you manage cognition too aggressively,
you end up with citizens living in totally different cognitive silos, which creates what they call information paralysis.
This is a really crucial concept for you listening to grasp. The goal of modern influence isn't necessarily to convince you of a specific lie.
Not at all. It's often just to flood the zone with so much noise and contradiction that you just stop trusting anything.
You don't know what's real, so you just check out. You become politically paralyzed.
And that paralysis is really being weaponized by what the report labels the industrialization of influence.
And this is where the AI element comes in, right? Because historically, you had a trade-off. You could either reach millions of people with a generic message, so scale, or you could craft a perfect message for one person. Precision.
Right. You couldn't have both. But AI breaks that trade-off. Now we have precision at scale.
It's customizable mass manipulation.
Exactly. We're talking about AI agents running 24/7, learning from their failures at silicon speeds.
Thousands of iterations a minute.
Yeah, just trying to figure out exactly which deep fake or emotional trigger works on you specifically.
It's wild. Now, the report breaks down how different countries use this tech. And just a quick note for you listening, we are diving into some politically charged state models here, but we are absolutely not taking any sides. We're simply imparting what the source material analyzes.
Right. Strictly impartial reporting here.
Yeah.
But the flavors of propaganda are fascinating. They call the Russian model the partisan parasite.
Think of outlets like RT. They aren't trying to be authoritative. They mimic this snarky buddy persona. Very colloquial.
Because the goal isn't to make you believe in the state. It wants to degrade your faith in your own institutions. It thrives on chaos and apathy.
Compare that to the Chinese model, which they call surface neutrality.
The polar opposite. Outlets like CGTN are almost aggressively boring. Very instructional and restrained.
Because they don't want chaos. They want discourse power and structural control.
Exactly. And then you have the U.S. approach. The report highlights a massive shift from the old firewall method.
Right, the Smith-Mundt Act, which kept government info away from domestic citizens. Now it's shifted to pre-bunking.
Yes. Proactively declassifying intelligence to kill false narratives before they even take root. The context around the Ukraine invasion was the prime example.
They tell the world what's going to happen before it happens to inoculate the audience.
But looking forward to the 2046 forecast, the report suggests even pre-bunking might not be enough. We're heading toward cognitive security, KGSEC.
This part got pretty dark. It forecasts a world where privacy has effectively disappeared and we live in an agentic reality.
A reality where the narratives we see are almost entirely crafted by AI agents. And in that world, the only real defense is metacognition.
Like mental martial arts, Citizens have to be trained to recognize the dark patterns in media designed to manipulate their emotions.
Because if you can't spot the structural manipulation, you are defenseless.
It's a ton to process. We've gone from propaganda as a tool for basic social cohesion to full-blown AI-driven cognitive warfare.
We really have. And it leaves us with a pretty haunting question to consider based on that agentic reality concept.
Let's hear it.
In an era where AI can perfectly tailor a reality, specifically for your psychological profile, how can you be certain that your strongest opinions are actually yours?